Good morning and happy new year. Hope everybody had a lovely holiday. I'm just reflecting on the first week here, the first couple days of the new year. And it's really neat because I always kind of sit and see where the energy was and look at the collective and look at where I'm at and see where I'm being mirrored and all of the things, right? So I look back and I am very grateful for the gift of rest and relaxation last year. For a while, I was judging myself about, oh, you should be doing more. No, you should be, should be. Where is that should word? That's so judgmental. But now I'm like, you know what? I'm glad I rested a lot. I'm glad that I took it easy and settled in. And my mind, my creative mind was working, which is great because now that the energy is more like go, 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 produce, create, all the ideas are there and ready for me. And they have come to a kind of a culmination of where it will work to step forward. And so I realized in some ways I was spinning my wheels last year because the timing wasn't right. And so when I stepped back and away from what wasn't going right, it allowed it to kind of settle into a place where it is. And now it's just this gorgeous creation that we're really ready to push forward and advertise like crazy. And I'll do all the things, the business stuff. But so basically what it is that we have created is an online wellness community and whole life school is what I'm calling it. It was really like yoga centric for a while. And I love that because I love yoga, but it wasn't like, I don't want to teach yoga. I would love to go to class every day, but I don't really, it's not something I want to teach. It's not my passion in that way. So I was like, this is part of my thing, but it's not my whole thing. My whole thing is helping people find their bliss, find their passion. My passion is helping teens establish a firm foundation for their lives so that they can be better and do better and feel better. My bliss is helping parents connect more with their children, mostly at the teenage age, but at all ages, really. My bliss is helping us all be more conscious, which is very yoga-like. My bliss is just being present and happy and sharing that energy with others, right? And so now we've got this community where you'll come into the main area and you'll have access to a yoga class here and a nutrition class there and a life coaching session here and an astrological reading there and things like that, where you can go where you feel like you need it. There's community, there are daily journal prompts and affirmation prompts, and there'll be meditation videos shared and music and high vibe, right? And then as you get to know and figure out what it is you feel like you would like more of, you can connect and grow with the teachers that are in there. It's like, for example, I'm offering a coaching class in there that I've talked about, but it'll be weekly, just asking your question, and then I'll respond to it in like a laser session, like a coaching session. And honestly, when I started doing my work, this is exactly how I did it with a coach. And I learned so much from listening to her answers to the other people, because almost everything we go through, other people have gone through similarly. It may show up differently, but abandonment is abandonment. Doesn't matter if it was my story was, you know, somebody abandoned me when I was 3 versus I keep abandoning myself. It's still abandonment. And the wound affects us viscerally. And so I could place those that what I learned from them coaching someone else in my own life. And so that I'm going to offer, and that's going to be really inexpensive because I really want people who are ready to do the work, could use a little support, but don't necessarily want to spend thousands of dollars. And that will be beautiful. And then developing off of that, we have like a gift of gratitude workshop. And that might turn into, I don't know, something more, whatever. I am creating at present, to hopefully to release next month, a journal to go along with the gratitude workshop. And that's a lot of work that people can do on their own, again, for really inexpensive. And so I find the most beautiful community, the most beautiful businesses to be those that work together in communion with each other to meet everyone's needs. One of the ladies is really great with toddlers and educating and doing fun learning activities with them. So she's going to be doing the tots, she calls it. I don't know, something about tots. And then we bought a really engaging curriculum for teenage or tween ages, like kind of 8 or 9 to 14, 15, somewhere around there. And it's kind of like adventure meditations where they walk through this adventure and then do some activities to go along with that. And it's all around mindfulness. And that sounds really exciting and fun. And then I will be working with the teens in my various coaching groups, up through entrepreneurial group. And that'll be for teens, and I'm opening a full micro school in the fall, and all of it really works together. And already one of our members is becoming one of our teachers, is also a graphic designer, and is working with me to help me design my journals and planners. And that's exactly how I want this to grow, and how it already is growing, is that people who come and join us share their gifts, their talents, and we all grow together. Like, she's now making this a big part, or maybe even all of, her business. And it's so beautiful to see. That's exactly what I want to see, is people grow and flourish. And even if their business doesn't fit in with our business, we can still support and help them go into their gifts and their desires. So it's really an evolving community. It's living and breathing. It's constricting, not constricting. It's expanding. I was going to say it's expanding and constricting like a heartbeat is what I was thinking. That's the visual I was having. And it's just, it changes as it needs to, grows as it needs to. And that's exactly what I wanted to do with my micro school all along, but wasn't having the success getting a structure for it last year. And years prior, I was always limited by space, or I was limited by amount of kids I could take, or I was limited by whatever. And it felt limited as opposed to expansive. And that I knew wasn't right, because there's nothing about my idea that is limiting. The goal of all of it is that it is expansive. So if this sounds engaging or interesting or wonderful to you, I would love for you to come join us. I believe that she's got it set up. I work with another lady who does a lot of the like setup stuff. I believe she's got the main group set up at $33 a month, but that includes the yoga classes and all the other, you know, the prompts and all those things. And I think that her goal isn't to necessarily charge money on that so much. So if money's an issue, she has ways of you to get involved, that are more, you know, you can get involved and be part of the whole growth, and not necessarily having to pay for that. Because then once you're in there, if you see a place where you would like to take a class or something, then there's that option as well. So please let us know if you'd like to join us. That's at lamaskar.com, L-L-A-M-A-S-K-A-R, play off of namaskar and yoga. And yeah, I can't wait to start growing this beautiful thing that we've created. And it's been there, but it's been disjointed. It was like we weren't quite sure exactly where we were going. But now I feel like it's really, really a functioning, growing, evolving, but logical and makes sense community. And I like the idea of a wellness community and whole life school, because we're going to also, she's going to offer, death and like death doula type services, you know, helping people deal with end of life issues and such, which, so we're going to have from, you know, mamas who are pregnant all the way up through death and dying. And so we're really going to make it a whole life and really help meet needs of all the people. So it's a very, very beautiful evolving thing, and I cannot wait. And now I'm super motivated, unlike how I was last year, where it was kind of a struggle. I was always kind of butting up against walls. And so reflecting on that, I'm glad for the year of rest. I'm glad that it wasn't going last year like I wanted it to, because it wasn't right yet. And now it is. And so this is the year of doing, and this is the energy that I find pretty much everyone I know is in, is that let's do it year. So if you find yourself wanting to create your own business, we also have business support services, starting Amazon business support for people who want to sell things, that kind of stuff. So there's all kinds of avenues to get started in, you know, with us. If you want to come and join us, check it out. We'd love to see you. Otherwise, you guys have a beautiful day and enjoy reflecting upon your years past and your upcoming year. And I wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll see you soon. All right. Have a great day.